seen, you know, right. People gonna patronize businesses and everybody gonna drive brand new cars or what? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that Mayor Harrell has he said, I want to deal with the homeless problem. And we continually wonder what that means to him. Does that mean he's going to get people housing? Does that mean he's going to raise the minimum wage so people have a living wage so they can afford housing? Does that mean that he's going to, you know, streamline things? Does that mean what is he going to do? Is he going to help Right to Drink too? But so far, it seems like what his idea of dealing with homelessness is to criminalize it and to work with people who want to continue to sweep and get rid of people.
Oh, okay. I see, like free homeless slave labor. You know, you're sleeping on the sidewalk, you get a citation, you got to do community service.
Right. And I mean, I think we started to see that when you yourself were arrested under the Burnside Bridge, is right next to where Thetis's office were. Oh. Right before you were arrested, remember, they took your picture.
Yes.
And it really made me start to wonder. And they said, well, you confronted the security guards and said, why are you taking my picture? Oh, we need this. Why are they taking people's picture?
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, how would people feel if at their own, that's our home, people's home when they're sleeping, and then they're taking a picture of them?
All they had to do was to ask me. I would have gave them a portrait.
Yeah.
With charge, they got money. Yeah. I would have charged them for.
Right. So what this means is that it's like an increased surveillance. And what I want to say too is that this is not just happening in Portland. It's happening all over. That people are automatically starting to assume that houseless people are criminals, and that there needs to be more surveillance. In Oakland, they really upped the surveillance, and the community there fought back and said, no, we're not. You know, this is outrageous. This is against our civil rights, and no, you will not do it. But they still are, they pushed back on the city council, which pulled back a little bit on their surveillance, but not all of it.
Okay, now tell us about COPP.
You know, I'm not as familiar with COPP. It started a little before this, but it's called the Chronic Offenders Pilot Project. And what it seems like is that they say that what they want to do is streamline things, and they try to make it like it's for houseless people. But really, it's just very basic behavior is now you can be cited for. So anything that can be construed as interfering with the police officer, you get a warning. People are getting exclusions, that kind of stuff. And you get a trespassing, and you may want to talk about that because I think you got one of those.
But, yeah, that'd be on another radio show. I'm supposed to interview myself. Why this happened? Well, it happened like this.
Yeah. So there's been more citation. People, you hear all the time, oh, I got trespassed. What's that mean? And if you don't show up, then you get a warrant for your arrest. So it's like this cascade of events that end up being either you end up in the program in the homeless court, they call it, or whatever over there at Bud Clark, where you're doing public service, like you said, which is free labor, or you end up criminalized and you have a ticket. And that leads to this cascading of events where you can't get a job, you can't get housing if you get a warrant, and then you're out for your arrest, and then you're arrested.
So this seems like it's all pre-planned, because last year they came up with homeless court, and we protested that, and we said, why are you making a special court for houseless people? Now it's starting to come to play because of Prosper Port and COPP, and what's the other one called?
The Thetis?
The Thetis thing. They targeting people to make money in the judicial system, and the judicial system is helping the city make money, because didn't somewhere that this judge got caught taking $1 million bribe if he keep the jail filled?
Right. Well, and I mean, it really... Yeah, it does make you wonder about the whole prison system and how that works. And yeah, it does make you wonder about who is going to profit from this. We do know there's a prison industrial complex, and they're determined to keep it filled, and that generally falls on black and brown people are in there. But I also think that houseless people are targeted. I think that the other piece that I want to talk about, though, is that...
Please do.
...that the surveillance, I mean, government tries to do is go after the most vulnerable people first, or who they perceive as the most vulnerable people. And so people go, well, that's them. It's them. Me. That's them. It's not me. So I feel like they're sort of practicing on houseless people.
And it could be.
And so, you know, we got the school to prison pipeline for a lot of black and brown people, but then there's this surveillance that's happening. Well, let me tell you, it's not just houseless people that are undergoing surveillance in Old Town Chinatown.
Right.
Basically, the entertainment district is now a surveillance district. District.
It's this one TV show that I watched, Person of Interest, and they got surveillance. You need to watch that show if you can.
Okay. Yeah, and I really think that people need to be aware that, I mean, we are so used to cameras now, but now when you go into a club in downtown Portland, people saw surveillance technology. So they scan your license, and if anything happens, then people know where you are and all that kind of stuff. And so that's been going on, and the bar owners weren't necessarily aware of how the level of surveillance that was happening.
So
I think people would be really, the other piece that I wanted to talk about is how is this tied to, I'm concerned, I don't know if this is tied to it, but people need to be asking this. There's a company called Bowman Corporation that wants to work with the city of Portland and county to coordinate every bit of social service information and agency.
You got to be kidding.
And so they're going to play it like, oh, we're going to help you. This will streamline services. But what I fear is that, well, first of all, that a lot of these programs are coming out of the cops. This is not originating in social services. But when the cops and the social services start sharing information like that, I get really concerned. One, you're just your whole privacy. Right. But two, about civil rights violations and about, what if, let's say you go to one organization and you're just trying to get services and you're talking to a social worker and you're giving them very personal information. And that are the cops allowed to know that?
Right.
And so I also think this is tied to there's a lot of connections, but the behavioral health unit, that the cops are now saying they're social workers, but then they're not. And so I would caution people to really think about the information that you're giving to people and to say, no, I have a right to my privacy. That's enough. That's enough. Right. And, you know, and to question if someone wants to take your picture.
So do you think this Prosper Portland and COPP will sooner or later affect the house people?
I feel like an injury to one is an injury to all. If you don't figure out that we're all connected, there's that saying from first they came for the gypsies and I did nothing, then they came for the gay people and I did nothing, and then they came for me and there was nobody left. Right. I'm paraphrasing. But I feel like, yes, we are, an injury to one is an injury to all. And if houseless people's rights are being violated in this way, if there is no privacy, if there is no sense of respect, if there's no separation between social service and police, we're in trouble. And yes, I think this could affect house people for sure.
So what you're asking, that we join solidarity together, the house and the unhoused, come out and fight this Prosper Portland and COPB and this status group that's run by CIAs?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I need to tell you one more thing about Thetis is that...
Please do.
There's a lot to watch about them. Now they're working more with the banks. They have more... That's one of their big...
Bigger your money.
And then the other piece of it, I did mention...
Community banking.
Yeah, community banking. And so I did mention that one of their in their organization is from the CIA. But also, one of the people in there, who just joined Thetis, was a 26-year employee of the city of Portland.
Wow.
And he leads the data analysis and training team at Thetis. So I think we really need to question that too.
Wow.
And we need to question, so can anybody come up to the city and offer them services and they don't have to go through a public process about it? Why didn't the mayor's office know about this? Why is it okay for them to do this? I don't think that should be going on either. And also to the peace community, I would say, why is the city partnering with a military contractor?
Exactly.
And here's another connection. Why are people partnering with somebody whose main contract is AFRICOM, which is an attack on the people of Africa and the resources and everything like that? Why are we partnering with them?
Right. And also, didn't the mayor just sign a 3-month stint with the private police patrol to harass houseless people?
Well, I think yes. So coincidentally, not so coincidentally, the city signed a contract with Pacific Patrol Services, which has a pretty rough background. They got sued for beating up a skateboarder. And Pacific Patrol Services suddenly appeared and was helping sweep the camps. And those were the people that were under the Burnside Bridge during that intense time. Those were the people that were taking photos and handing them over to the cops. Those are the people that were handing out the citations and all the trespass underneath the bridge.
So what we need to do as a people of this country, not just organization of Right to Survive, Right to Dream, but everybody need to go out and educate one another and tell them they don't have to talk to these private patrol people. They're not police. They're not the CIA, perhaps, but But what are they just main thing is to harass people with nowhere to go and to push them farther, farther into no man's land.
Exactly. And then I think the other thing that it raises is whose city is this? Yeah. This is we have a right to the city, as people have been saying, and these are our streets. So I really believe that I don't see them questioning and photographing people that are walking to the Mac stop. And so.
Right. Yeah. They have photographed too, though. So
yeah, they may be photographed they know too.
Where, they know where we're going, but they can in on using the houseless community as guinea pig to attack the house community.
I think you could draw that conclusion. You know, at least at this point, people should be raising major questions about civil liberties, privacy, public-private partnerships, and really questioning that, because supposedly these kind of decisions are supposed to be made out in the open, not a secret thing that some private company that works with the CIA thinks of, proposes to the police, and then suddenly it's policy? I don't think so.
Wow. Aren't we supposed to vote on things that we want to go on happen in this country,
right,
in this state, in this city? Where's our voting power at?
Right. And when are we?
KBOO Portland, the best radio station in the world.
These, they're supposed to discuss them in open meetings and say this is it and have hearings and all that kind of stuff and or raise it. So in Oakland, what they did, one of the things they did is they had this surveillance center, and one of the companies, the private companies they were working with, was a nuclear contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And Oakland has a rule that they can't contract as a city with people that profit from the nuclear power industry. And so they defeated it based on that, not based on the surveillance. And I think we might want to ask, why is the city of Portland working with somebody, primarily a military defense contractor?
Wow. It's a war brewing, people. It's a war coming. Prepare yourself.
And I think that here's the thing. So here's the power that we have. Mm-hmm. I think that sunlight is cleansing. And so that we'll bring it out in the sunlight and keep talking about it and keep exposing it in every way that we can, so that people are aware, because I think awareness is like our first tool.
Okay, and if the listening audience want to know more about Prosper Portland, the Thetis Group, and COPP, where can they go to inform themselves more on that?
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to spell Thetis, and the way I remember it is, why does Thetis hate us?
Okay.
But it's spelled Thetus. So I suggest that everyone go on Thetis Corporation's website and take a look for yourself. So note the Savannah program, and look at that. That's important that we understand that. And I think also people should go to city council, like Right to Survive is great at doing, and ask them, you know, why are you partnering with them? What are you doing? And also, and that's two. A third thing is to come to Right to Survive meetings. And we meet second and fourth Thursday at 5:00 on Contact Right to Survive, because this is exactly the kind of thing that we are working to raise awareness about and defend civil liberties.
Okay. How can they get to Prosper Portland and COPP? Do they have websites or links also?
No, they don't. But I would just Google Prosper Portland. The Mercury's been doing an excellent job of covering it. So, but no, we don't have a huge amount on it. So just Google Prosper Portland or COPP. And I would also like to thank, Joanne Hardesty has been covering both of those things in her show on Thursday mornings. It's really good to listen to.
And the name of Joanne's show in the morning is?
It's called Voices from the Edge.
Voices from the Edge. And listen to Joanne Hardesty's show at 8:00 every Thursday morning on KB. BOO 90.7 FM. Thank you, Ann. We appreciate it.
Thank you for this one.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard around the world at www.kbu.fm. Up next is Hard Knock Radio, and this program has been made possible in part by KBU Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 in Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, oh.
It's history. Never been done before. Never been done
in this
before.
Country.
Hey,
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock. On today's show, we look at the brand new report on gentrification put out by Just Cause Oakland. All this and more ahead.
This is M1 from Dead Press.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from the Coup.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
On the move, this is Pam Africa on Hard Knock Radio, the station of resistance. Down with this rotten-ass system.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you. Bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. News, views, and hip-hop.
Peace and love. This is Azeem. You're listening to Hard Knock Radio. Real radio. From the concrete up. All the way to the sun. Keep shining, y'all. One love.
What's up, folks? This is your girl Femi representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip-hop. Stay tuned.
The ancients owned pyramids, planted seeds on tribal earth. No man borrowed land. From days of speechless communiques to modern moments, men have killed for stock in nature, taking arms to protect life plots. This is the gift that supports generations. Seek and acquire. Land gets stolen. Time grows olden. Inferior status is chosen. The window of freedom is closing. All around us, brothers are falling apart, worrying about blings and other material things that don't matter. All you hear is chatter from the pulpits where pimps profit from calling themselves prophets, claiming to see your future, but all they do is spiritually uproot you, showing you some good sometimes, blinding your third eye, sending evil while claiming to be sublime. Chant that